This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
I had promised last hour to take some calls, but I never got the phone line, so I'll try to squeeze in a few here before our guest is coming on in just seconds. We got Rex Brocky coming on. You're not going to want to miss his take on a number of different topics, but namely Bitcoin, which we had been meaning to get into now for a couple weeks, and we will do so with him. And you're not going to want to miss that. But first, let's squeeze in a quick phone call here, as promised. Let's see. Chris, Las Vegas, what's up, man?
Hello, Bob.
Hi there.
I was listening to your discussion about the New Mexico and other perverse abuses of the authority of the law enforcement officers disguised as public servants who are really private foreign mercenaries.
You know, the guys in costumes that can give you a full cavity search because of the force of their gun?
Well, I just got through reading the Title 42, 1983 civil rights violation complaint against those particular officers and judge and the doctors in New Mexico, and it looks like a slam dunk case. It looks like those officers may have had their own warrant or a copy of a previously issued warrant that they just filled in the nature of the name to create the pretense that they had a warrant to do all this defiling, egregious, violative of the rights of this individual without any lawful probable cause or any reasonable suspicion of any criminal activity whatsoever, and subjected him to cruel and unusual punishment. I think you'll find that's a violation of about the Eighth Amendment, along with several other First, Fourth, Fifth, and Seventh, and probably a couple others besides. And so this looks like a several-million-dollar law case the way I see it, and rightly so, to send a message to these law enforcement purported professional amateurs that they cannot run away with abandon, reckless abandon, willfully, wantonly violating the constitutional protections from our Creator that are provided to Americans and other human beings on the planet.
Yeah, I'm in full agreement with you. Here's where I wonder if it might not be as good of a gesture as we would want it to be. Where's that money coming from? Ultimately, it's going to come out of our pockets.
Well, remember, all these police officers are supposed to have performance bonds that are secured by the risk management divisions of the cities or counties or entities that they work for. Now, of course, our public service dollars that we pay in taxation go to provide payments for those funds and to protect us from them. And so the insurance policies and the rainy day funds that the counties have hidden away in their foreign CAFRA accounts and depository trust account Depository Thrift Credit Corporation, the National Security Credit Corporation, the Mutual Security, the corporate security. There's a multitude of these foreign bank accounts kept offshore that are secreted from the people, where they hide the amounts of money they've stolen from people.
All right, well, your phone's doing something funny, but you're making some great points. And I'll go ahead and bring Rex Brocky on, who's our guest, and Steve and I will give him a better introduction in a moment. But Rex, weren't you a police officer at one point in time, if I recall correctly?
Indeed, I was on at least two different departments. I was a cop in the U.S. Air Force, an APE, as they used to call us, and then an SP after they changed it. Well, it was Air Police, so they called us the APEs. I have come over the years to realize that's an entirely appropriate name. Then became the security police, so then we were the SPs, an imitation of the Navy fashion. The other was in the LAPD, civilian law enforcement, and I will tell you that in other cases like this, I have not had a chance to read the complaint myself, as the gentleman caller did, but I have looked at some of it, and there are some errors. For example, the complaint itself alleges that the gentleman lives in the wrong county, so that's going to have to be fixed before this can be adjudicated. But in any case, the point is that at some level, it's going to come out of the pockets of the taxpayers in that county, and it's happened before. Despite I'm aware of all these points about the consolidated annual financial report, and he's quite correct, of course. All the government, local governments at every level, have squirreled away funds that we poor ordinary civilians can only dream of. But when they get sued, they will quickly max out those insurance policies, most of which are only 50% coverage, by the way. And many of them, I remember Los Angeles County's insurance policy when I was there in law enforcement. We had, we had $200 million coverage, but it didn't pay a penny until we had spent $200 million. And then it would match that first $200 million, and that was it. Wow. There was no more in the insurance. And, of course, they're never going to admit to all of that money they have squirreled away. As the caller correctly pointed out, most of it's in foreign accounts or everywhere else. So they're going to go after the taxpayer. And I recall one of these cases that was decided in Missouri, if I remember correctly. I'm going back quite a few years on this, so I might have the details wrong, but I don't. The one detail I can guarantee I don't have wrong was everybody's taxes in the county, the property taxes of the ordinary citizen, just about doubled in order to pay for the lawsuit. So it's just as bad as when you sue a corporation. The stockholders pay, and the people responsible, the administrators and the corporate officers, don't pay a dime. In fact, they often get promoted. That's
exactly
the problem when you have responsibility and authority that are not equal and commensurate. These people can make decisions and perform actions without any fear of consequences, and that's why they do the horrible things they do.
Wow. Wow. You know, after that elaborate breakdown of all this, I don't think we really have to go into a great introduction to tell you about what Rex knows and his expertise, his ability to fluently express it. And so, you know, I don't know if that answers the caller's question, but, you know, Rex has a vast array of experience. He ran for Congress, friends, and you can see that he would have made an excellent congressman had he been elected, and now he's still on the here making commentary and stuff like that. And so, you know, it's a pleasure to have him on. We haven't even given him an introduction, and listen to that, what we got out of it already, Bob.
Who needs an introduction?
Yeah, well, yeah. We should. But does that answer the question, or is that the...
Yeah,
that
it answers the question just fine. Steve, one of the reasons why we wanted to have Rex on was to talk bitcoins, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But we'll allow Rex to introduce himself, and since you mentioned his run... for, what was it, Congress? Yeah, you ran for Congress, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, I ran. Well, if you count the third campaign that was run solely by my supporters, I ran three times.
All right.
I ran personally twice, and by the end of the second campaign, I was flat broke and had lost two houses given to the cause, so I couldn't mount a third campaign. But believe it or not, my supporters, being even more earnest and dedicated and stupid than I am, and that takes doing, mounted a, said, well, if we can run the campaign, can we, can, you know, will you serve if we win? Well, sure. I mean, you're paying for it. Go for it. I'll be happy to. And of course, they didn't win that time either. I mean, it's a ridiculous, the time that I ran really well in 2010, I was at that time also an elected official of the Republican Party, and I was a precinct committee officer, and many of my, I was friends with a great many other precinct committee officers in my county, and my county was the second most populous area in the congressional district. Now, I didn't, in the most populous area called the Tri-Cities, I did not have that good a local representation and such, or knowledge. But, and is that our cue to get off?
Yeah, it sure is. We'll pause
okay,
there.
I'll continue afterwards.
Sounds good. All right, it's the Bob Tuscan Show. Rex Brocky joins us along with Steve Starrs.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We'll be right back.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Where were we? Rex, we're talking about your runs for Congress. Didn't you have the election stolen from you, essentially?
Oh, it definitely. Now, as I said, I can't claim this level of support throughout the district. I don't know if I would have won even a fair election, but I know that in my county, where my base of support was, we did a really good survey. We had several other of the precinct committee officers go literally and knock on doors in their entire precinct and ask every registered Republican voter in that precinct who they were going to vote for. And in my own precinct, where I was the precinct committee officer, I had an effective 98%. We didn't count that one for the survey because that's, you know, I mean, these guys have been seeing me every day, you know, every month for 4 years. But in the rest of the county, when my friends, other PCOs, did it, they showed me with about 60% support and the incumbent with about, I think he had about 7 or 8% support. And lo and behold, on election day, and I should mention that that survey we did like 2 weeks before the election, on election day, officially in my county, I got 7.5% and he got 60%. Now, does that sound like vote flipping to you or what?
Yeah. Yeah.
But unfortunately, I didn't have the $30,000 to contest it, so there it sat.
Yeah, and of course you were going into office in support of Ron Paul and people like that auditing the Fed, and Rex knows a lot about economics, friends, and we're going to get into that. But I mean, you would have made a very good congressman, and it's just sad that something like this could have taken place, because you know, I'm sorry to hear that everything happened there, especially when you put so much into it and you had so many people who were really honestly supporting you. I think you'd have made an excellent statesman.
So I have a loud mouth, and I flap my lips very well, and I got very good grades in college, and I stand in awe of my supporters. I don't know where they get the energy, I don't know where they get the dedication, and it was one of the most humbling moments in my life to have the support of those people. I will treasure that to my grave.
That's good then. Yeah. Well, you know, we got so many things to talk about, but I'll tell you one thing. I asked Rex if he can explain Bitcoins for Dummies, and he knows this stuff really well, Bob. I don't know how soon you want to get into this, but if you want to learn about Bitcoins, Rex is the guy. He'll tell you this. Rex, have you been at this since about 2009? How long have you been working with it?
No, I wish I'd been at it since 2009. If I had, I would be rich enough now I could afford another congressional campaign. I got into Bitcoins, of all things, based on a column by Gary North, the Ron Paul's original staff economist, of all things. That was my tip-off. Yeah. And that happened in, it would have had to have been in 2011, late 2011. That was the first time I'd ever heard of them. And I hopped in and went, oh, my God. Goodness, I mean, this has potential. In fact, it has enormous potential. It's Bitcoins are, well, let me quote a financial expert who was interviewed a few days ago when Bitcoin started edging up towards $300. The regular financial types got interested again, and they interviewed this guy. And he said, none of the young people today have ever had the experience of using a sound currency that gains in value. And that's what Bitcoins do. I mean, Bitcoins, the first year they were around, traded for 19 cents a coin. In fact, the very first transaction, they had to have a transaction to stick in the first block. So one Bitcoin enthusiast paid 10,000 Bitcoins to another Bitcoin enthusiast for a pizza. That was the first Bitcoin transaction. And they sat at 19 cents for, almost a year. Then they finally got up to about $3. And then in just around the time I was getting into it, they had an overnight run-up, and they went up to $30.
Wow.
And everyone was, you know, oh, wow, you know, and they dropped the day after. It was very disheartening that next night they dropped on the Mt. Gox exchange, the biggest Bitcoin exchange in the world. It went down to zero. Nobody was offering to buy at any price, and all of the offers for sale had essentially dropped down to the point where they would have accepted zero, and nobody was buying that next night, and it was quite disheartening. But the very next day, they recovered to $4 again, which is what they had had before the run-up. And that's something very, very significant, and one thing that all the mainstream media has consistently never mentioned. Bitcoins have now, if you count the current run-up, which I don't, as I'll explain in a minute, Bitcoins have had three big, you know, bubble-like bursts. And I strongly suspect that these aren't bubbles at all, because if you look at the base of it, Bitcoins were sitting around $90 to $100 for their second run-up, which was much more recently. It was in April of this year. And they jumped up to an overnight high of $266, and then they, quote, collapsed the next day. But the point was, they didn't collapse below $90. I think they went to 80. I think a day or two after, you could get them for 79. That was the lowest price I ever saw. But they were back up to 110 in a few days, and they've done a steady march up ever since. And they hovered around 100, 110, 120, something like that for about 6 months. And then just a week or so ago, they started slowly edging up again. And this time, there is no sign that this is anywhere near a panic surge. You know, when they went up before from $4 to 30, and then or 33, I think they got to, and then fell back to 4, and then this April when they went from 100 up to 266 and back to 100, all of those were mechanically explainable. What had happened in the first case was several other exchanges had suddenly gotten online and started up, and there was all of a sudden much more of a market for bitcoins. So everybody bid each other up to the sky, and it dropped off. And this more recent one in April was that people started getting interested in bitcoins. Every time there's more publicity for them, more people try to get into the market, more people try to buy bitcoins. And what happened was that Mt. Gox, I should back up and explain. The reason it has that ridiculous name, it's in Japan, and up until about 2 months ago, it was the largest Bitcoin exchange in the world. It had been for several years. And the letters, MTGOX, the people who run that site used to run a trading card business, and the letters stand for Magic the Gathering Online Exchange. So that's the M, the T, the G, the O, and the X, okay. Because it was an exchange for trading cards of some kind. I never used it for that purpose, so I'm not terribly familiar with it. But anyway, the Mt. Gox Bitcoin Exchange. Now, Mt. Gox had a rule to try to limit people suddenly jumping in, that when you get an account on Mt. Gox, you then I don't know if this rule is still in place, by the way. I've had my account on Mt. Gox for years, so I don't know what the latest sign-up procedure is. But they had a rule that once you open an account, you had to wait 2 weeks before you could actually do any trades. And this was, you know, to provide a cooling-off period to make sure that, you know, hundreds of thousands of people couldn't jump in. Well, unfortunately, it backfired on them. Because, oh, we've got another queue.
Yeah, that's right. Break, sneak up on us, and we'll pick it right back up there in just a second. Yep.
The Bob Justin Show.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Well, geez, you guys were ranting so much during the break. I don't know where we left off.
Yeah, that's the problem. You know, we get to talk and we forget to leave the listeners in, and then we might they'd be out of the loop or something like that. But Rex was explaining to us, you know, since this is a Bitcoin for Dummies program, and I am one of those people. I mean, I'm very slightly aware of all of this, but I'm learning all these things all the time. How this system works, they started out, as you know, at low prices, and they're going up. The value of the coins are going up. They can incrementally, you can buy little bits and pieces of the Bitcoins, as I understand. Rex was talking about that. But Rex, why don't you pick it up? We were talking a little bit about how the coins got started, and you know better than I do, how do we get into these things, and what do we need to learn if we want to get involved with Bitcoins?
Well, but I mean, as far as learning how to use them, it's simplicity itself. Anyone who's used online banking with any bank, is there a human being in the Western world that hasn't? The interface looks almost identical. What you have to understand, I remember just recently somebody asked me, as a matter of fact, you know, how do you get a Bitcoin account? Well, there's no such thing as a Bitcoin account. There is no central authority. There is no registry. There is I'm rather surprised I haven't seen scam artists, you know, selling Bitcoin accounts because they don't exist. All Bitcoins are is a list of addresses that are stored all over the Internet. Anybody running any of the full-weight Bitcoin apps has the entire transaction record, everything, all the way back to 2009 when they started. If you go, and anyone can follow it, it's called Explore Blockchain. Just go in and Google Explore Blockchain, and you'll find all kinds of links to it. You can look in and you can trace back every single transaction with Bitcoins that have ever existed. In fact, you can go back and find that one, 10,000 Bitcoins for a pizza. It's still there. You can still see it. And here is, I mentioned that, you know, Bitcoins are actually a sound currency. And they are, and here's why. The Bitcoin protocol, the program itself that's out there running on untold millions of computers, the point is that Bitcoins are only created in blocks. Each block has Bitcoins associated with it. A new block is created about every 6 minutes. There's about 250,000 Bitcoins created every month. And sorry, that's the old figure before halving. Now, every 4 years, that amount of Bitcoins that's created is cut in half. It was cut in half in late December of 2012. It went from 50 Bitcoins to 25 Bitcoins. That's the current value. Sometime in late 2016, it will be cut in half again to 12.5 Bitcoins. And people, however, who are worried that this means miners will get out of Bitcoin mining, and Bitcoin mining is essential because that's what provides the computing power to process all these transactions, the value is already more than 25 Bitcoins per block. Whenever you're mining and you find the block, it's already over 25 because all of the fees that are paid to send Bitcoins go, all the fees that are involved in that particular block also go to the miner. So the current value of a Bitcoin block is like 27 Bitcoins or 26.5 or something rather than 25. By the time we, and the more Bitcoin transactions there are, the more fees are included, even though the fees generally average about one U.S. penny per transaction. So that'll tell you why the banks are scared. You know, if you can send money across the world for a penny, you know, the banks can't compete with that.
Right.
But anyway, what's going to happen, but long before the block reward cuts to 12.5, I would anticipate, based on the rate of increase, I would guess that the reward will pretty much never go substantially below 25 coins per block, because by the time we reach the 12.5 coin cut in 2016, if Bitcoin continues to grow the way it's been growing, the fees will be worth more than 25 coins a block, so that mining can essentially continue forever. But here's the point. Brand new Bitcoins that get out into the economy and can be spent, remember that trick. They were 50 coins a block for the first 4 years, only 25 coins a block for the second 4 years, then it'll be 12.5 coins a block, then 6.25 coins a block, then 3, and you see what I mean? And the point is that the last new Bitcoin will be mined in, I think it's 2140. That's how long it'll take before cutting half gets all the way down to the smallest, you know, 1/100 millionth of a Bitcoin. And that's the point, that if you know anything about the way mathematics work with convergent series, all of that adds up to 21 million Bitcoins. And that's all that there will ever be. You can't print them. Nobody can print them. Nobody can counterfeit them. No Federal Reserve can make more. And nobody can declare it by administrative fiat, which of course is what fiat currency is all about. There's nothing that anyone can do to affect it. The only way you could do it is if you had 51% or 50% plus a little of the mining network. You could then theoretically redirect the network in a new direction. But folks, it ain't going to happen. The largest computer in the world was recently built, ironically, for the United States government. Gee, I wonder why. And that computer, the largest, fastest computer on Earth, and it's got a power of, I believe it's 10 petaflops. A peta is one step bigger than giga, three decimal places larger. It's therefore quadrillion. And flops is floating point operations per second. That's an expression of the mathematical power of the computer.
It's about what the NSA has.
That's about it. But you see, the point is that the worldwide Bitcoin hashing network of all the miners combined is up at something like 200 and I had the figures somewhere here. It was let's get a current figure. Okay, 266,330 petaflops. So we're talking 266,000 that's out there in existence versus the 10 from that largest government computer. So think of how many they'd have to build to get 51% of 266,000 if they can only build them in blocks of 10 at a time. That would bankrupt even the Federal Reserve attempting to build a computer network of that size. So, no. In practice, there is no way that anyone's going to be able to take over the network. It just can't be done. And the other thing is that even if they had control of it, all they could do is fork it. They could make it follow a different path for a short time, but the instant they relinquished such control, it would revert to its previous operation. You know, it would be very, very difficult. You'd have to, in addition to having that much computing power, you'd also need the genius to be able to usefully redirect the network. And folks, I hate to say this, but considering the Obamacare website, would trust the government to manage anything in actual practice with a computer? Not me.
Well, they only spent $500 million. If they were to spend $500 million bitcoins, they might have figured it out.
Yeah, well, that's true. But again, as I said, such an amount of bitcoins will never exist. It's only 21 million. That's why they're growing in value, because they can't be inflated. This is why that financial expert said the young people have no experience of using a sound currency. This is a sound currency. It can't be inflated. It's actually it's more inflation proof than gold, because in theory somebody could discover a really good new gold mine tomorrow and actually dilute the world supply by, you know, some small percentage. But you can't ever do that with Bitcoin. And that all by itself is one of the most attractive things about it. I mean, libertarians should jump on Bitcoin like a moment and talk about security. I mean, we all talked earlier before the show started. We mentioned the Dread Pirate Roberts, the guy who ran the Silk Road website. He is supposedly sitting on, now I don't have any proof of this. I certainly haven't attempted to trace any of his stuff through the blockchain. Nor would I have enough data to do so, even if I were so minded. But he's supposedly sitting on something like, what is it, $600 million worth of bitcoins?
Wow.
And guess what, folks? The government can't get them. Seizing bitcoins is not as easy as you would think. All you have to do, and this is easy. Sorry?
They definitely tried.
Well, they've tried, but it's not. All he had to do was have a tiny modicum of sense, and I can't imagine that anybody that could have run that website for as many years as he did doesn't have this amount of sense. All he had to do was create what's called a brain wallet. Now, a brain wallet has that name because what you do is you pick a phrase, some long phrase that has meaning to you and has meaning to nobody else. The example I used before the show to Steve was, the second stanza of your high school fight song. And deliberately misspell two words in it. Now, you know, first of all, who's going to think of that song? Who's going to have any idea of what two words you misspelled, et cetera, et cetera? But anyway, whatever long phrase or something from your favorite poem.
We'll have to dive into this. And if you haven't got the thing of bitcoins, we'll tell you about litecoins, too.
Yeah, okay.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right, get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
It's the future. All right, we're talking bitcoins, we're talking litecoins. We'll tell you about that in just a second if you aren't already overwhelmed with the info here that Rex is breaking down for us. This is a bit of a Bitcoin for Dummy segment, and we'll rock it on until the next hour as well. And if you want to call up, we'll open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Rex, where were we? We were talking about the brain wallet.
Well, a brain wallet is called that because the Bitcoins basically exist only in the owner's mind. And this, the way that it works, as I was explaining before the break, you take some long passphrase, you know, said just so long as you know you're not going to forget it. I mean, you can pick any, you know, huge, long, random string of characters to make darn sure you write them down and, you know, have them kept somewhere safe that you can get at them but nobody else can. Of course, you know, you can't trust a safe deposit box in a bank. You know, maybe you've got I don't know, you know, you got a trusted relative or something. But the point is, it's better to come up with something, as I said, like a high school fight song that you can't possibly forget, but nobody else knows that you can't possibly forget that. They have no idea. You know, you might have a favorite piece of music from years before, and so you just write down the music's title and by and the artist's name and deliberately misspell a word in the title. Now, that's something that no one's ever going to be able to figure out. Well, the way that Bitcoin wallets work, they're or at least most of them, are what's called deterministic, meaning once you set up the master address for them, they will create the same list of Bitcoin addresses over and over again. You don't need the same computer to do it. So all you do is you make up that long phrase, you go in and you convert it with the Bitcoin algorithm, which is called SHA-256, SHA-0256, and that changes it to a Bitcoin wallet usable address. And then you give out that address to anyone you have sending Bitcoins to you, which can be yourself. You know, you could, if you've, you know, mined, enslaved away and you got 10,000 Bitcoins, you've got them in some other wallet, just send them to this wallet's address. And then then you take the computer that you use to make that conversion with SHA-256 to get the actual addresses out of, and you toss it, you know, deep save, you know, place kick it off a cliff into the sea, melt it down. Or, of course, what really people really do is they boot off a thumb drive onto the laptop so that it never exists on the hard drive of that computer at all. The instant you shut off the computer, it's all gone and, you know, no one can ever find it. Well, at that point, you know, you don't need a wallet that actually exists to receive Bitcoins. You just need an address in the blockchain. All the other computers in the world are recording all the transactions that send Bitcoin to that address, and they know how much Bitcoin is there, but nobody knows who owns that address except you. You see, so that at that point, in essence, the Bitcoins only exist in your mind. And this is how the Dread Pirate Roberts has prevented the FBI from getting his Bitcoins. They seized about, I think, 29,000 on the site itself, but supposedly far more are hidden away by him in brain wallets and other things, and they can't find them. There's nothing they can do. They cannot find those Bitcoins. And unless he was very stupid, which I somehow doubt, they never will find them. And whatever sentence they manage to impose on him, as soon as that's done and he gets out, he's got his money. And goodness only knows what they'll be worth by then. That $600 million estimate was when Bitcoins were still at about $140, and they're over $343.11. I've got different tickers on my desktop to check, so they've like 2.5 times the value just since.
You know, you mentioned, though, Rex, that, okay, like, even in Vancouver, I think we talked about this during the break, there was an ATM, a Bitcoin ATM. And now you can transfer these Bitcoin addresses into cash back and forth or either way, right? I mean, how do you use this system? If you want some money, some federal fraudulent reserve notes or, you know, Canadian dollars, or if you want euros or whatever, how do you... Yeah. How do you get your money out of Bitcoins and back in and out? How does that work?
Steve, as you know, we call them in the States Federal Reserve Accounting Unit denominators. In other words, frauds.
Yeah, fraud notes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, this particular Bitcoin machine cost, if I remember correctly, $17,000. They cost the local group here is Bitcoiniacs, not the one I'm in. I'm in the Bitcoin co-op. So there are rivals, but... That's fine. I don't care who succeeds with Bitcoin as long as it succeeds. Then we'll all be much better off. Anyway, they brought this machine up and have it set up here. And you can go both ways. You can walk up with a Bitcoin address. There are more than one app that fits on any smartphone that runs Android or iOS or anything. And you can transfer an address to the ATM. It can read a QR code that you generate, and it'll exchange it for cash and spit out the cash to you. Or you can walk in with cash, feed the cash into the ATM, and have it. It has a palm print scanner on it, not to save information about you, but just to make sure that there are
limits here in Canada. You can't exchange more than $3,000 a day. All the banks, for example, have a $3,000 limit on money you can withdraw from your own account, angry as that may make any libertarian. And so the, it just stores the palm prints for a day to make sure that you can't beat that $3,000 limit. But other than that, you could stick in $2,990 and buy bitcoins with it. It would make the exchange, I believe it charges about a 3% fee, and it will spit out a piece of paper with a bitcoin address on it. And if you wish, I believe the piece of paper also has a QR code on it that you can scan immediately with your cell phone and then destroy the paper. And then it's in your online wallet and you're safe and, you know, no problems there. And you've just bought bitcoins for cash with no human intermediary or membership in an exchange and all this. Most of the exchanges all over the world are bending over backwards. There's almost no laws that involve Bitcoin at all anywhere. There's one thing in Germany, I think, and that's about it, plus the federal judge in the States that considers them the same as money, but there's no legislation, no statutes. But almost all the exchanges are bending over backwards to comply with any financial regulations so that they can stay operating. And this means in order to have an account on most of the exchanges, you have to, you know, send your great grandmother's blood type and your father's birth certificate and goodness knows what else. To get an account. This Bitcoin ATM, there's none of that. Walk up, pay cash, walk away. Same, you know, freedom at its purest. And by the way, with the market run-up of the last few days, that machine is going to be out of bitcoins probably by tomorrow or the end of the weekend at the latest. And what has happened are a lot of people have been selling bitcoins lately because seeing the nice high prices, because what had happened for the last 6 months was bitcoins would go up and down and up and down and up and down just a little bit. And so a lot of people were making money on that sell on the up and buy on the down. And so an awful lot of people sold in the last few days, the dealers, the people with bitcoins. I had a customer that wanted 50 bitcoins on Tuesday, and I had to scrounge around and find somebody who was willing to sell bitcoins at $275 a coin. And I found a person, and I said, okay, we'll get the money over here, and then I'll buy the 50 bitcoins, and I'll send them off to the customer, which I did. And the point is that the person who sold them to me, a friend of mine, he had also sold others. He sold over $33,000 in bitcoins in 2 days. And he has to get that money back into the bitcoin market. So he's, you know, in the next few days, all the dealers who have sold are going to be throwing their money into the market. So another wave is coming. And yeah, I mean, we could easily get to $600 by the end of next week. And you remember I mentioned that $1 million of Bitcoin figure. I will be astonished. My birthday is next year in April. I will be astonished if we're not at $1,000 a Bitcoin by then, and 10,000 would not surprise me. That's how sound the Bitcoin is, and that's how, you know, I mean, it's already got a market cap approaching $4 billion.
Wow.
That's the equivalent of you know, what is it, 2/3 of the population of Earth had each put in a buck in bitcoins? Well, that's what's happened. That's how much money people have put in bitcoins.
All right, we'll continue this conversation next hour. We'll also keep the phone lines open if you have any bitcoin questions for Rex or Litecoin questions. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial